And this is the breaking story we're watching for you at this hour. This media statement has just come to hand, and it is entitled President Ramaphosa accepts the resignation of the Minister of Home Affairs and confirms that today, Tuesday the 13th, the President has received a letter of resignation from the Minister of Home Affairs, Malusi Gigaba. The President has accepted the Minister's resignation and expressed his appreciation for Minister Gigaba's long-standing service to the government and the people of South Africa. So lots of feedback coming in at this hour, and one of the individuals we're going to be speaking to right now, because of course his party has threatened to take the president to court over keeping Malusi Gigaba in his cabinet, is of course DA leader Musi Mamane, who joins us on the line now. Mr. Mamane, thank you so much for your time here on Afternoon Drive on such short notice. Your response, please, to Malusi Gigaba's resignation.
Good afternoon. I think the sooner we get rid of corruption in South Africa, the better. I think without doubt, Minister Gigaba had been found against in a court of law. And undeniably, it became very clear that we can't sustain having ministers who are willing to lie in a court of law, acting as civil servants, as servants of the country. And therefore, ultimately, we welcome the decision. We now will continue with our case against Batabile Dlamini, because she's also been found against. And I think it would be exemplary for more ministers who will find themselves in this position to be resigning.
In terms of the long-standing service to the people of South Africa, and of course Malusi Gigaba saying in the statement, or being quoted as saying, that he said in his resignation he was stepping aside for the sake of our country and the movement to which he belongs. Would you say it's too little too late, or do you think this is well-timed ahead of the elections, perhaps, for the ANC?
Minister Gigaba has done profound damage to the people of South Africa. We can all focus on the corruption acts that he's done. Let's not forget that this is a man who introduced visa regulations that have effectively brought our tourism to a standstill, economically impairing our ability to create work. It could not happen a moment sooner. He should have resigned a long time ago, and I'm glad he's finally come to his senses. This has got nothing to do with his patriotism to the country. It's got everything to do with the fact that he's saving his own skin from further prosecution. And therefore, I really would believe, as the people of this country, we should ask more from our civil servants, and we should ultimately hope that we have ministers who will put the interest of the country first, not when they resign, but when they sign up for duty.
When you speak of the threat of further prosecution, do you think that Malusi Gigaba has necessarily escaped that?
Sorry, Joanne, can you say that again?
You mentioned earlier, Mr. Mamane, the issue of further prosecution, and you felt that one of the reasons that Gigaba had stepped down was actually to circumvent that. Do you have reason to believe that he might escape prosecution?
Well, I hope not, because ultimately where he stands now at the moment is that where there are issues where this minister has perjured himself before court, those must continue. Because if we don't hold our people accountable, we create a lesson that says that they are only responsible as agents in their offices rather than actually as citizens first and foremost. So therefore, there is an equality of the law for everybody, and Minister Gigaba must be able to face the full outcomes of the law subsequent to this.
I must just ask you, as someone who is experienced as a parliamentary leader as well, many people are asking what sort of benefits Malusi Gigaba will walk away with, having chosen to resign rather than be fired.
He should walk away with none. He walk away with a pension as he would have it as a minister, but he certainly does not and should not accrue further benefits subsequent to him having finished as a minister in government.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us this evening. Musi Mamane is the leader of the Democratic Alliance.
Joanne Joseph on 702.
All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour, just a minute before news. We will continue to keep you updated on what is coming out of this Malusi Gigaba story. Confirmation from the President's office that Malusi Gigaba has indeed resigned this afternoon, and has indicated in his letter of resignation he's stepping aside for the sake of the country and the movement to which he belongs. President Cyril Ramaphosa thanking him for the long-standing service to the government and the people of South Africa. But of course, this creates all sorts of questions about a movement within the ANC, what this means for the party ahead of the election. We do know that Minister of Transport, Dr. Bladen Zimande, is standing in, acting as Minister of Home Affairs until a permanent appointment is made.